A good whipping.
A confident little child followed me after I called his name into the emergency room. He climbed up, dropped his pants so they hung around his ankles, and then sat bare-butted on the salmon-colored examination table. He had obviously done this numerous times, and there on his thigh was a bandage that he had come to have changed. I peeled the grippy tape back carefully and then remembered how much more it hurts when you pull band-aids off slowly. The tape they use here sticks so well to dry skin. In fact, as I peeled it off, the top layer of brown epidermis came off too. When the dressing was off, I saw a clean slice about 3 inches long on his upper thigh. It was almost healed and mostly scarred over. The dressing change required only washing the healed wound with bleach water and then scrubbing some of the dirt from around the edges. It really looked quite good. I asked him if it hurt as I washed, and he said, "No, it's okay." And I believed him because he didn't flinch or wince. As I put another piece of tape over the wound, I asked him how it had happened. I thought it was a weird place for an injury like this. He said, "My teacher hit me." Ugh, sick feeling. This kid had come to the hospital because a teacher hit him with a stick. The stick had cleanly laid open his leg. I didn't know this kid or his potential for bad behavior or what he had done that might have provoked the teacher to hit him like that, but it didn't matter. I only had ill thoughts of that teacher and my blood pressure went up. I finished my shift and went home. I usually sigh out my anxiety when I enter our cluster of huts because all the pain of the hospital is countered by a wash of good things at this home of mine. Visitors drinking tea, babies gnawing on green mangoes, and then Jolie and her joyful songs, children tugging at my fingers and the strong feeling of belonging, the sweet air of community. But today was different. The air was silently angry and no one was moving much, just tensely standing around. I pretended not to notice and I gathered up my things for my shower. As I walked towards the little mud enclosure, I heard some commotion. I turned around and I saw Isidore, 13, and Tony, 11, arguing with each other. Then, out of nowhere, Jesue, the oldest of Sammy's children, who's still living at home, came onto the scene with speed and fury. I have never seen him like that. Usually he's so kind, so compassionate and loving. I froze behind the bathroom wall, peering over it. Jesue started whipping the boys and yelling things I didn't understand. His first stroke broke the stick he was swinging on Isidore's shoulder. I whimpered instinctively and clutched at my shower basket, eyes locked on my brother's. The next few hits made all my muscles tense up. Tony escaped running through the field, but Isidore got caught by the neck of his shirt and dragged under the central tree in the courtyard. With his free hand, Jesue reached up and broke off a branch from one of the neem trees, and Isidore got the whipping of his life. I couldn't watch. I felt like I couldn't stop this. People whom I respected a lot were simply letting the situation play out. People like Jolie and Esther and Salmon. I backed into my hut and sat on the edge of my cot in my shower robe, just listening to the symphony of cries and hits and pleas. Since then, I've sat like that on the edge of my cot quite a few times after shocking situations in Bere. It's becoming really familiar. When the screaming stopped, it was replaced by crying, full-out sobbing. I came quietly out of my hut and walked over to where Jolie sat. I asked her why Isidore was treated like this. She told me that Isidore had insulted his uncle Jesue and that he's little and needs to respect his elders. She said that it was good that he got this beating. Sala, ce n'est pas bon pour mon cœur. She nodded sympathetically, letting me know that she'd understood. Isidore hid behind the tree literally for the next 2 hours, and no one talked. I wanted to go over and just hug him, but to be respectful to the culture, I needed to let him cry. Or did I? Just because something is cultural doesn't mean it's right. I'm learning that this is true. But I'm also learning that because something's cultural, you have to understand the culture before you pass judgment on it or try to change it. And I'm still gaining understanding. But deep down, no, actually not that deep down, pretty superficially, fairly clearly, I felt that being whipped so hard with so much uncontrolled anger was wrong. And as I talked with Samity this morning over breakfast, I said, "Samity, I have so many questions, but I don't have enough French to understand the answers yet." He laughed and said, "You'll get there, Emily." "I know I will, but I'm just so impatient."